You could turn to your neighbor, give them a high five, and tell them, you look nice today. Now turn to your second choice and say, you look good today. Everyone, you guys look fantastic. So, I have more bobbleheads. I have one for this morning and one for tomorrow morning. So I need to know, who had the most recent birthday? Not one coming up, but one, yes.
Wednesday.
Whoa. Anybody more recent than Wednesday? That's exactly. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. That's what I clap for her for being born. Being born on that day. Awesome. Well, if you guys could please turn to Psalm 119. We're going to unpack this entire chapter. We're going to be in verses 15 and 16 this morning. As you're turning there, I want you guys to say preparation. Now I want you to say meditation. Meditation. All right, let's read this real quick. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. I moved to Michigan a year and a half ago, me and my wife, to be a youth pastor at the United Baptist Church. And there, whenever we go somewhere, there's always, you know, sights to see and that sort of thing. Well, there's this place called Frankenmuth. I don't know if any of you guys have heard that. It's a mouthful. Frankenmuth. And in Frankenmuth, there's this store called Bronner's. Isn't that right? It's Bronner's. And it's a Christmas store. And not this past Christmas, but before that, the Christmas before that, my family came up, visited us, and we went to Bronner's. Now, Bronner's is a Christmas store. It's one of the largest in the nation. It's huge. It's ginormous. And we made the mistake of going during Christmas time. And so we get there. It's a big tourist attraction. And we go in, we walk through the doors, and it is jam-packed full of people. So, but there's stuff to see. There's ornaments, there's trees, just a bunch of Christmas stuff. Like, the, you know, those light-up villages that you have, that you, those mini ones, that, and they're everywhere. And you want to look at them because it's creative, it's really cool. And so you actually, at most points, you have to stand and wait in line to look at things. So you're kind of like shuffling side by side, and you're being pushed around. You're like, you'll be in the way of a cart because people had carts there, and it made no sense. And so you had all of this stuff, and you had all of these people, and it was just so cluttered. And at one point, my dad, being from the country, he loves it. I grew up on a dead-end road in the middle of nowhere, and because of that, he was the type of guy who doesn't like crowds. It makes him nervous. And it's not because he's like claustrophobic or anything. He just doesn't like it. And so he's in there, and he's looking at me, and he's going, we got to get out of here. I can't do this. And so we actually are at the other end of the store at this point, so we got a ways to go. So we turn around, we end up leaving the store, and it was a sigh of relief. Because it was just, you're doing this. My dad at one point literally just put his arms out and just walked through people. He didn't care. He's, get me out of here. In our lives, oftentimes we are like this store. We get busy, we clutter our lives with stuff, we clutter our lives with our hobbies, we get distracted, and it's weekends like this that we're actually able to get away, and we're able to clear our minds. We're actually like, it's like that sigh of relief sometimes, we're able to like get away from life for a bit. And so we step out, and this is a really cool way. We talked yesterday about preparing our hearts, preparing our minds for Jesus and what he has for us. Well, today, this morning, we need to take all of this stuff that we have just focused on, and we need to look at this. Meditation. Everybody say meditation. God asks us to meditate. Even in chapter 1, he talks in Psalms that blessed is the man, and then it says, who meditates on the word day and night. So he meditates on this day and night. It's something that God desires for us. And so when we empty ourselves of some of the stuff that's just not worth it, he wants us to fill our lives with stuff that is. And so this weekend, as Pastor Ben is continuing his message on the joy of what God has for us and the things that he's doing for us, as I listened to that message, it was like, it was so good because I'm going, this is the stuff we need to be meditating on. If the precepts is doctrine, it's rules, it's the stuff that God desires for us to live by because of the joy that it brings. And so, different words for meditation. I love words because they paint pictures. And some synonyms for it is contemplation, thinking, or reflecting. So my challenge for you, some point today, as you listen to Pastor Ben's message, is to meditate, think, reflect on some of these things that he's talking about. Maybe it's a devotion that you had this morning. You go by yourself, and you pray, and you meditate, and you think about what God has for you in his word. Meditate on it. I even heard another pastor, he said, he thinks about the picture he paints when he thinks of meditate is to marinate. To marinate. Have you ever marinated a steak or something? It tastes so good when you marinate it in something. It's that idea that you're just marinating yourself in the Word. You're letting it surround you. That you let God surround you. And you're emptying yourself of what was going on at home right now. And just meditate on God and what he has for you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift you up right now. And we thank you for the word that the Pastor Ben brought yesterday and that he will bring today. God, I ask that you continue to give him the words to speak. And I pray that, God, that you allow certain things to just stick out to us, that we can go back to our cabins like Pastor Ben did a long time ago and have those conversations of what you want for us. That we're meditating on your word, that we're meditating on what's being said, that we're meditating on what's holy, good, and righteous. That we could fill our lives up with that. That way it tastes good to the world. And we thank you for that. We love you, and we pray for a great rest of the day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.